This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the podcast. We chat some nutrition on today's show. And this episode is brought to you by S-Fuels. Finally, ultra-endurance athletes have a choice. That's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks, without gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuels ultra-endurance drink mix and their range of bars hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. If you'd like to find out more about S-Fuels, we've had some great feedback from our listeners about the quality of the products and what it's doing for them as well. And you can try now absolutely risk-free because on your first order, they'll throw in free shipping plus 100% money-back guarantee. So you've got nothing to lose. And go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. S-F-U-E-L-S is the URL to get to. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. You can also click on the link in the podcast player just below this podcast. It will take you straight through there now. Go and check out what they've got to offer. And it is also time for the third installment of you getting to know Kona through Dr. Dan Plews, who's training hard. He's in his final training block ahead of this year's big dance. And this is what Dr. Dan has got to say.
Hi all, Dan Plews here, and this is S-Fuels TV and Do You Know Kona? So the last 2 weeks we've had a quick chat about both heat acclimatization and some of the crosswinds on the bike. And this week we're actually going to talk a little bit more about the bike course. So many don't actually realize that there is 1,700 meters of climbing on the Kona bike course. So it's actually quite a hilly course compared to a lot of other Ironman events. So I think this is very key to prepare for this in the training, particularly doing a few more hills of more gradual slope. So the hills on the bike course in Kona aren't that steep. So a little bit of more overgear kind of strength type work, and particularly maybe focus on getting up some bigger hills when you're already a little bit fatigued. Because coming back from the end of the bike, you actually go up Scenic Point, which is doesn't seem like a hill when you're fresh, but when you're fatigued, it can be quite a breaking point in the race. So that's all from me. Until next time, speak soon.
Let's chat some nutrition here on the podcast. We head back to Canada to catch up with Martin Caron. Martin, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Martin, I had a chuckle in one of our first chats where you were talking about your love for fast food and junk food when you first got into the sport. That's obviously changed as you've gone on, but I'm sure you wouldn't advise that as a diet for an Ironman.
I'd advise it the day after. Definitely love those donuts. They're... Yeah, used to work hard and have a very busy life, and there was no time to focus on good meals and good nutrition, and just shopping was hard because you got no time to hit the grocery and make things right. So once got a little bit more normal with a little bit more focus on my triathlon and less work, started reading books. Books are great. And figured out good ways to do it and just went with full on healthy fruits and veggies and good meat and take time. Pays off.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about time because it's one of those things that it's like triathlon training. It's a process. It's not a thing. It's you building on gains all the time and exactly the same in your nutrition.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I have a really, really, really strong opinion on weight, being skinny but healthy. And if you eat French fries 7 times a week And I don't think there's anything wrong with a burger, but if you eat seven times a week, I'm pretty sure it's not the right thing to do because there's not that much micronutrient and relish and mustard. So definitely go for a lot of fruits, lots of vegetable, a lot of brown rice, quinoa. I've tried to go gluten-free. Do not do too much bread. If I do grains, I'll go whole grains. There's no point to do anything else than whole grains because they're too processed. There's no calories. So just basically read a lot of books about nutrition and some opinions. A lot of people have different opinions. I decided to go with carbs. Some people want to go with fat. I like my carbs. They work well. They're good for recovery. You got to eat a lot of carbs. It's not all about protein. So I try to maintain a good balance between calorie burn, calorie intake. And I definitely think that every pound you lose is a good gain on race day. So
do you try and lose weight almost on purpose in the build up to a race? I mean, I know it does come as a byproduct of all the training, but are you really fixated on what you the weight you should be racing at?
Well, I always do very well on race weight until about 2 weeks before the race, and then I put it on. Taper is hard. You're hungry. You don't do much. You're tapering. You got a lot of free time. There's always food in the cupboards and in the fridge. And so now I decided for Kona this year, I'm going to stay skinny. I'm going to have more discipline. You just can't have bad food around. When you're tapering, you just can't have it. I'm hungry all the time. It's just a thing. And as long as you know you get, well, for myself, as long as I know I get the right amount of calories in and vitamins and everything, I should just blank the fact that I'm hungry, because I can just look at what I ate. I know I'm fine, but I'm still hungry. So it's a discipline. I'm pretty sure for every pound of extra weight, you lose a minute on your marathon. So if you gain 8 pounds in the next 2 weeks, it's basically 8 minutes you lose on your race marathon. So it's much easier to stay skinny than train to gain 8 minutes on your marathon. So skinny is important. Skinny for me is about, I look skinny at 14% body fat, but skinny really is 7% body fat for me. Like,
that's when strangers walk up to you and they want to give you food.
Oh, I want to wake up at night. But yeah. But the problem is, if you're too tired from too much training and overtraining or whatever, your mental is so weak that you cannot fight it because you're fatigued. So it's easy to be influenced. Somebody will put some cookies on the table. Yeah, they're like 300 calories each. I'm going to have 10 of those. They're fantastic. Very easy to lose your focus.
Martin, talk to me about your sort of race day nutrition strategy. How do you approach an Ironman from a nutrition point of view?
Well, I keep it very, very simple. I do a gel every 20 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on the course and how warm it is and what my strategy is intensity-wise. I do leave with one bottle of water, and I fill that with BCA and salt and electrolytes. And then I just pick up nutrition on the course. I don't carry weight for netting on my bike. I have cage bottle. I don't have any. It drag. It's slow. It slows you down. So I basically use what's on the course. Probably eat 10 gels during the bike. And then I go running and I usually drink a lot of Coke, a lot of Coca-Cola. And I start to believe that I used to take too many calories on my run. So I start to take a little bit less and I think I feel better that way. So I'm really being careful to be on the target on the calories, because too much is just like not enough. Same thing.
Do you feel like you've got your nutrition strategy dialed in, or is it still something that you're working on?
Well, I'm starting to work with F2C Nutrition a little bit. I'm trying their product. Seems very good. One thing that I'm really interested in is the fact that there's, when I pick nutrition, I used to not look at what it is, and now I look at the osmosis, like how much your body is actually going to process. And if the osmosis is low, more likely you're not going to feel like gastric problems on your run, because it's digested, it's going in. And so this is a great thing about that product. But if anybody wants to send me their product, I'll try them. I mean, you're never done trying. Funny thing is, I try a lot of things on race day sometimes. I like to try things on race day, because if you try them in training, it's not the same. You won't find out. It's not the same intensity. It's not the same length of time. So I like my 70.3 to try my nutrition, and I always think I have it dialed on the full, but I don't think I ever had it dialed. So still working on it. Still have some research to do and some tries.
Brilliant. Well, Martin, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. I look forward to following your progress to Kona this year and beyond. And best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you very much to Martin Caron for sharing his Ironman tips and nutrition tips with us today. And before we go, don't forget that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by S Fuels. If you'd like to try out S Fuels absolutely risk-free, all you need to do is click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this through, or simply head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix and range of bars hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. And don't forget, you can catch S Fuels at Kona if you are on the Big Island this year. They are going to have a booth at the expo. Make sure you hashtag S Fuels at Kona. Go and check out what Leighton and the rest of the team have got to offer. I think you are going to love it. If you haven't tried them out yet, thekonaedge.com/S Fuels is where you can get all the info, and where you can also order absolutely risk-free, free shipping plus a money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I'm going to head on out of here before my voice kills over. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.